2007年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Fred, I'm going to the grocery store to get some food for dinner. Do you want anything special?
I'd really like a good hamburger tonight, but I heard that the price of beef has gone up a lot.
Yeah, I think we should buy fish until beef gets cheaper.
All right, let's do that.
Question: Why won't the woman buy beef? Number 2.
I'm really sorry, Jane.But I just spilled grape juice on your new scarf. Should I put it in the washing machine?
No, George, it's silk. It has to be dry cleaned.
Oh, sorry. I'll take it to the dry cleaner then.
Thanks. I hope they can get it clean. Question: What is the problem? Number 3.Excuse me, is this the office for the Starlight Children's Charity?
Yes, it is. May I help you, ma'am?
Yes. I'd like to donate some money. I really respect the work you do for children.
Thank you. There are many families in our city that can't afford to buy school supplies for their children. So we try to help them whenever we can.
Question: What does the woman want to do?Number 4.
Carol, I have a big job interview tomorrow after economics class. I'm really nervous.
I'm sure you'll do fine, Bob.
It's for a really good job, so I don't want to make any mistakes.
Well, let's practice for tonight. I'll meet you at the coffee shop on campus. Question: What is Bob nervous about?Number 5.
Hello, Henry's Used Computers.
Hi, I'd like to get rid of my computer. It's a Stillberry FR7. Would you be able to buy it?
I'm sorry, ma'am. That's quite an old model, so I don't think our customers would be interested in it.
I see. I guess I'll try another store then. Question.What is the woman trying to do? Number 6. Jack, I'm trying to decide where to take my students on our class trip this fall. Do you have any ideas?
Well, last year I took my class apple picking. It was a lot of fun, and we could eat as many apples as we wanted.
That's great.But what if some students don't like apples?
Then they can take them home for their families.
Question: What are the man and woman talking about? Number 7. I've decided to move, Jacob. I found a new apartment near Central Park.
Whoa, that'll be expensive, Fiona. What made you want to move?
I want to start exercising more. The apartment is farther away from work, but I'll be able to go running in the park whenever I want.
I admire you. I don't think I'd run even if I lived close to a park.
Question: Why will Fiona move to an apartment near Central Park? Number 8.
Let's buy this bookcase, Gabrielle. It looks really nice, and the price is reasonable.
I don't think it's a good idea. We'll have to put it together ourselves, and neither of us is very good at that.
I can do it.
Well, I don't have as much confidence as you do, but if you really want to try, go ahead. Question. Why doesn't the woman want to buy the bookcase? Number 9. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Archer. Thank you for agreeing to do this interview for the Cartland Daily News.
No problem. I love talking to people about my books.
Let's start with the one that's coming out next week. Tell me about it.
Well, it's a story about a sailor who fights for his life after his ship sinks.
Question. What are the man and woman talking about? Number 10.
Welcome to Anthony's Steakhouse. I'm Colin, and I'll be your waiter today. Are you ready to order?
Well, my husband loves your black pepper steak, so he'll have that. But I'm having a little trouble deciding. Do you have any recommendations?
Our baked turkey is quite popular, ma'am.
I'm not really a fan of turkey, so I guess I'll need a little more time to decide. Question. What does the woman ask the waiter to do? Number 11.
Hello.
Hi, Eric. This is Becky. I tried to call you earlier, but you didn't answer your cell phone.
Sorry, I was probably on the subway. Are you still coming over to study this afternoon?
Actually, the post office is supposed to deliver a package to me today, so I was wondering if you could come to my apartment instead.
Sure. See you around, too.
Question. What will Eric do this afternoon? Number 12. My parents are coming to visit me next weekend, Doug. I'd like you to meet them.
Do they know that you and I are dating?
No, I haven't told them about us yet.
Well, before I agree to meet them, you need to tell them.
Question. What does the man want the woman to do? Number 13. Dad, the new job I'm starting on Monday is at an office on Blaine Street. How do you think I should go there?
Well, Julie, driving in rush hour will take a long time, so it might be best to take the train.
I was thinking about taking the bus. The train is always so crowded.
That's true, but the bus will take you a lot longer.
Question. What are Julie and her father talking about? Number 14. Mr. Davidson, you're here again? I just gave you a haircut 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to an office party on Saturday, and I want to look good for it.
I see. Please have a seat. So, how would you like it?
I'd like the same style, just a little shorter.
Question. Why is Mr. Davidson at the barber shop? Number 15.
Excuse me, do you know what happened to the cafe that used to be next door?
Actually, sir, it closed down 2 days ago. It wasn't making enough money.
But I had lunch there only a week ago.
I'm surprised you didn't know about it. There was even an article in the newspaper. Question. What does the man learn about the cafe next door?
その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16から ナンバーサーティーまで15台で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Last year, Neil borrowed a novel from his friend Lucy. He read it and put it in his bookcase. Recently, Neil got an email from Lucy asking whether he had finished the book. Neil was embarrassed because he had forgotten all about it. The next day, he took the book to Lucy's house and then bought her lunch at a nice restaurant. Question: Why was Neil embarrassed?Number 17.
Patrick works at a supermarket during college vacations. Each day, he takes heavy boxes from delivery trucks and carries them into the store. Patrick says the best thing about working at a supermarket is that it's very good exercise. He can't afford to join a gym, but his job helps him stay in shape.
Question: What does Patrick like most about his job?Number 18. In 1878, George Eastman bought his first camera. At that time, cameras were very large, and a lot of equipment was needed to use them. Eastman thought that there had to be a more convenient way to take photographs. He invented a type of film that could be rolled up and used in a much smaller camera. Eastman's idea made it easy for almost anyone to take photographs.Question: What did George Eastman do? Number 19.
Victor used to work late every evening, so he was always very tired by the end of the week. Last month, Victor decided that he would leave work earlier twice a week. He now finishes at 5 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday and meets his friends for dinner. Because of his new schedule, Victor feels less tired, and his friends are happy because they get to see him more often.
Question: What did Victor do last month? Number 20.The Potomac River is 665 kilometers long and passes through 5 of America's eastern states. Once a year, volunteers in the 5 states help to clean up the Potomac. They take many things out of the water, including car tires and plastic bottles. This event has been going on for 19 years, and every year, more people take part to help improve the river.Question: What do the volunteers do each year? Number 21.
This is the captain speaking. We will soon be landing at Hong Kong International Airport. The local time is 7:45 p.m. We apologize again for the delay before takeoff due to the poor weather in Tokyo.If you have missed a connecting flight, please go to the West Pacific Airways transfer desk. There, staff members will give you information about the next available flight.
Question: What is the pilot apologizing for? Number 22. Nicole is the manager of a garden store. She loves to learn about plants.However, she has noticed that some of her employees don't know very much about gardening and often have trouble answering customers' questions. Nicole plans to start regular training sessions for employees, which she hopes will help them do their jobs more effectively. Question: What problem has Nicole noticed?Number 23.
Trevor and Nancy have just moved into a new house. Last Saturday, they went to a furniture store to buy a sofa. Trevor saw an orange leather one that he liked, but Nancy said it wouldn't go well with the other colors in their living room. They ended up buying a black sofa that Nancy said would look better with their carpet. It was expensive, but it should last for many years.
Question. Why did Trevor and Nancy choose the black sofa instead of the orange one? Number 24. Thank you for calling Richmond Library. This is a recorded message. Please listen carefully to the following options. To hear the library's opening hours, please press 1. To renew a book you have borrowed, press 2. If you would like to speak to a staff member, press 3. Or stay on the line until someone is available. Question. What should someone who wants to check the library's opening hours do next? Number 25.
One of London's most popular tourist attractions is the Tower of London. Many people know that the Tower of London was once used as a prison. But fewer people know that there was a zoo at the Tower of London for about 600 years. It was established in the 13th century, and many unusual animals were kept there. Scientists are now studying animal bones found near the tower to learn more.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the Tower of London? Number 26. Sylvia flew to Madrid for a vacation last summer. But when she arrived at the airport, she couldn't find her bags. She was told that they had been sent to Barcelona by mistake. An airline staff member apologized and gave Sylvia some discount coupons for her next flight with the airline. Sylvia took the coupons, but she will probably use a different airline next time. Question. What happened when Sylvia flew to Madrid? Number 27.
Hello, listeners. Why not visit the Trenton Gallery on George Street, the largest art gallery in the city? Wednesday will be the last day of their exhibition of African art. From Sunday, they'll be showing a collection of paintings by Australian artists of the early 20th century. Just mention the name of this radio station and you'll get a $3 discount at the entrance.
Question. What will happen at the Trenton Gallery on Sunday? Number 28. Miho has been studying Korean for 4 years. She started studying because there is a Korean actor she likes, and she wanted to watch his movies without reading the Japanese subtitles. Miho goes to a language school twice a week. During the classes, she enjoys communicating in Korean with the other students. Next summer, she plans to visit her favorite actor's hometown. Question. What does Miho do twice a week? Number 29.
Walter Camp played the British sport of rugby while he attended Yale University in the 1870s. Later, he decided to change it into an American sport. Over a period of many years, he came up with most of the rules for the new game of American football. He also wrote articles and books about the sport, helping to make it popular across the United States.
Question. What did Walter Camp do? Number 30. There is a forest near Rosemary's Town. 25 years ago, half of the trees in the forest were destroyed in a fire. The community immediately got together and spent a week planting new trees. The trees have now grown back, and many animals have returned to the forest. Question. What did people in Rosemary's Town do 25 years ago?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて、答えの記入をやめてください。